Welcome to Lesson 1, Module 3. This is about your metaphysical body language and the significance of the left and right side of the body. So let's talk about what is your metaphysical body language first. It is the art of reading the story our body tells us about the impacts of our thoughts and actions and what they have on our body. It gives us clues every single day of the impact our thoughts are having on our body. The body tells us where the energy is blocked, and emotion is at the root cause of blocked energy. So you may have heard me say that at the core of every illness and disease and discomfort is trapped emotion, and that's what we're going to unpack in this module, how that happens. Okay, so can anyone understand this language? Yes, absolutely. With knowledge of the basic elements of this language, you can understand it. You will learn the significance of different things that happen in the body. You'll learn the symbolism of what you can interpret. Remember the hieroglyphics that the Egyptians used? They filled their walls with pictures, symbols. So our body understands the language of symbols and pictures. So you'll get to learn those symbols as well. You need to have an understanding that our thoughts and our body, there's a resonance. Our body actually resonates to our thoughts. And when our thoughts are not in harmony, it impacts on our body. Remember I said there's the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, auric, etheric and energetic bodies. Seven bodies. I said them in the wrong order, but that we have those seven bodies. Our thoughts impact on all of those bodies, all of them coming all the way in. So here's what I believe, that we have a thought. It may be not in harmony with our body. First of all, it affects the etheric body and then the energy body, then the auric body, and it works its way down until ultimately it becomes so dense that it creates a problem in the physical body. So to unwind that, we need to come back through all of those bodies. And that's what Arakira is all about, is unwinding the blocks caused by our thoughts. So this is all about personal development, self-understanding, as well as learning how to heal the body. Your body will teach you. Your body will have its own unique language. I can give you the fundamentals as I see them, but your body is going to teach you things as well, beyond what I teach you. I can open you to this, and you will learn and grow and develop your own unique metaphysical body language, and you will understand it. So all I ask is that you be open to learning the subtle language of your metaphysical body. Okay, so how do you read the body? The left and right hand side of the body, many people have many different versions, that it's the masculine, the feminine. I don't doubt other people's interpretation of your left and right side of your body, but what I'm going to ask you is to embrace that the left side of the body, it talks about the past, which is more than 2 years back. The right side of the body is about the present, which is today, back 2 years. And an interesting phenomenon happened when I was witnessing unpacking this language, and that is when someone has a blockage, and that would be a pain or disease in the left side of the body, when we investigate the root problem or the root cause of the problem, the source is from an emotional situation more than 2 years prior. And when someone has, so I'm going to keep talking on that. I've worked with many people with cancer, so I'll say to them, from the day of diagnosis back 2 years, what happened 2 years before. And they backtrack and they go, oh, yes, that thing happened. It was an emotional trauma. And so that gives me the clue, if we go straight there and release that trauma, then we have a good chance of releasing the power that that disease has on this body. Okay? So let's talk about the right side of the body. When someone has a blockage in the right side of the body, the source is from an emotional situation somewhere between now back 2 years. Now, what if there's been a problem for longer than 2 years on the right side of the body? We have layers to emotional blockages. So you need to look to when the problem started. So if that was 10 years ago, then you go back 10 years and then 2 years before that. Does that make sense? And then you can track forward through the layers and release that trauma through all of those layers. But you need to release the primary first layer to release all of them in one go. I'm not a great believer in story and rehashing each of the anchors that is locked in that block. If you go back to the first instance and then 2 years before, you will no doubt find what created that trauma on the right side of the body, and then you can work on releasing it. And this is where you need to use your intuition. It will come in very handy at this point. So let's have a look here. I think that's all. So just to recap, left side of the body is the past, which is more than 2 years ago. Right side of the body is the present, from today back 2 years. And if it's longer than 2 years that the trauma has been there, you go back to the time that it occurred and then look in that 2 years prior to that to locate the root cause of that blockage. Okay, so that's it for this session. See you in the next lesson.